Well, one of the events on the Pope's agenda in the U.S. Capitol will be a meeting with other faith leaders at the John Paul II Cultural Center. And to greet him there will be a huge 13-foot painting of himself. Pope Benedict, in fact, is the central figure in the painting commissioned by the new National Museum of Catholic Art and History in Harlem, New York. It has been transferred down to Washington, especially for the Pope's visit. It will be on view at the John Paul II Cultural Center to May 31st, when it will return home to Harlem.
I just wanted to put it into images, just this incredible presence that the Pope has.
Alfredo, or Fred Villanueva, is the artist who painted the big canvas. He's called it the Holy Theologians, and pictures Pope Benedict surrounded by the figures of saints and doctors of the Church. He spoke to me from the museum's Harlem headquarters last month.
First of all, we see José María Escrivá from Spain, and then we see St. Augustine of Hippo after Botticelli, and then we see St. Catherine of Siena, St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Bonaventura, St. Irenaeus, St. Gregory, Albertus Magnus, and then Bridget of Sweden.
And if I'm not mistaken, Pope Benedict is pretty much right there in the middle of all of these saints. How does he relate to all these figures?
We know that he's a theologian and he's written much, especially Jesus of Nazareth and the Apostles, two of his books. So we actually read through the books, and he cites a lot of his thinking, and he refers back to these saints. So we regard them that they're all doctors of the Church and theologians and writers, that they're influential to his thinking.
But what really makes this painting and this museum so unique is the neighborhood they're located in. Curator of the Catholic Museum, Maria Velia Savino, explains.
We have a lot of Hispanic people here, Italian background and African-American background, everybody here. Harlem is a very colorful neighborhood.
Harlem has long been known for its poverty and high levels of crime, but thanks to tougher policing and increased city development funds in recent years, parts of the neighborhood are undergoing a long overdue renaissance. Still, census data show Harlem continues overall to top the charts of New York's health emergencies, and poverty remains a deep scar in many areas. So, when Christina Cox was given the opportunity to move her small Manhattan-based Catholic museum to an abandoned Catholic school in Spanish East Harlem, she jumped at the chance to help revitalize the area and bring a fresh new look to the neighborhood's Catholic identity. And now, soon after opening to the public, she and the staff are ready to welcome the Pope to New York, and maybe even to Harlem, if he has the chance.
In his honor, we have prepared beautiful artworks, and especially to teach the children about what the Pope is trying to say in his teachings of his new books, The Apostles and Jesus of Nazareth.
How did this project actually come together, and why did you choose one of the most underprivileged areas of New York for this museum?
Well, actually, in 1995, Pope John Paul II had been in New York, and we were then in Olympic Towers next to St. Patrick's, and went from there to Rockefeller Center while we were renting space. We were still looking for a home. And Father Raffano, who was a Palatine priest and the pastor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Shrine, which basically was erected in 1884 by Pope Leo the 13th, did a papal bull bringing all the Italians up from Little Italy to this area. And Father Raffano was a mentor to me and said, I have this broken down old Catholic school that would make a great museum. And I said, well, Father, I don't know anything about East Harlem and the neighborhood, and I didn't know anything about the shrine and all the miracles and the pilgrimages that have come up here every July 16th for Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So we started to work together. I left that area in Rockefeller Center because space was very expensive, and we began a renovation of $15 million we raised over the last 10 years or so, maybe more, to renovate this old Catholic school with state-of-the-art lighting and the large gallery. Schools make great museums, you know, because they have the big classrooms and so forth. So we have four floors now and a museum shop, and we're going to be opening up a cafe. And we had St. Lucie's of the from the Bronx came, and afterwards the children wrote us letters of what they want to see in the museum. And one of their favorite paintings, of course, is this beautiful painting that Fred did of the Pope, because it is so large, it takes up an entire wall. And the children want to get to know him. They want to know about him, and are looking forward to his visit, of course.
Having this museum in the area of Harlem, does that present any unique challenges to you? I mean, it is one of the most underprivileged areas on the East Coast.
Well, all the, you know, whether it's Princess Diana, Mother Teresa, Prince Charles, they all come to Harlem to visit the children here. It did present its challenges, but Harlem is changing now, because when we came up here, anyone who developed between 96th Street and 125th Street was entitled to grants. We got a large grant from the Upper Manhattan Empowerment Zone, where Harlem was being redeveloped. We've gotten a state grant from Governor Pataki in the past. So we were able to write, and you know, for funding and so forth. But Harlem is changing now. And one block away, this summer, opens up Home Depot, Best Buy, and Costco. In fact, Home Depot sponsored our St. Nicholas exhibit for Christmas, where they built an entire Christmas village where we talk about, you know, the Bishop St. Nicholas and how he became Santa Claus. And we get lots of letters from the children about that. It's one of their, especially the little ones, they like that gallery. And then we have a history gallery that starts off with Christopher Columbus bringing Christianity to America, and it goes into the Declaration of Independence, where we talk about Charles Carroll, who is one of the signatures of the Declaration of Independence, and we go into the Irish history of John F. Kennedy's, and we have a beautiful painting of Bishop Sheen, who was up for canonization for a sainthood.
Bishop Sheen is just one of the Catholic heroes kids from East Harlem learn about when they visit the museum. A few of them got on the phone with me to tell me what they liked best and what they had learned about the Pope. It wasn't quite what I was expecting.
My name is Miriam. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Isaac Newton Middle School.
Did you learn anything about Pope Benedict on your visit to the museum?
Yes, that he likes cats and that he likes to write books.
How do you know he likes cats?
Because in one of the pictures, there's a cat under his desk. And I heard that when he walks down the street, that stray cats like to follow him.
What else did you learn about Pope Benedict?
I learned that he really always remembers all the saints. In the picture, he's praying. And in the picture, there's a picture of Mary holding baby Jesus. My favorite part was that they showed a lot of details in the painting and that they help us understand what the painting means.
My name is Tony. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Isaac Newton Middle School. I like the paintings and how we learn about the theologian, about where we got our names from.
Did you see anything or learn anything about Pope Benedict that you didn't know before?
Yes, that he liked cats, and whenever he goes outside, that the stray cats follow him.
Well, the cat's out of the bag. Pope Benedict's fancy for felines has endeared him to kids as far away as New York City.
There is a cat in this painting. I also was fascinated with it. You know, it's sort of a St. Francis thing. It's a love and appreciation for animals as well and everything in God's creation. But there is a cat. He is modeled after a sketch by Leonardo da Vinci. The cat also, in, I think, medieval times, was a revered animal in Italy because it helped ward off the plague, Black Plague. So it's symbolic, I think, for us. But we also know he's a cat lover, and it's very humanizing. I think we could also personalize it as a painting for him as well.
Well, it seems the museum offers a personalized experience for kids of all ages.
Austin, I'm 8 years old, and I go to Mount Carmel Holy Rosary School. I learned about Pope and what the Pope to come visit us. My favorite part was the paintings of the Pope.
My name is Stephen, and
I see us like from Jesus, the church people, the angels and stuff.
Did I hear you say your name is Stefflin?
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
Stefflin, 7 and a half.
And where do you go to school, Stefflin?
River East Elementary School.
Would you like to bring your family back to this museum?
Uh-huh.
What did you like best about it?
I like best when they played and stuff.
Judging from a wide-ranging display of angels, saints, and the Holy Family on hand, Stefflin and Austin certainly get their share of praying and stuff. Maria Velia told me most of the stuff Stefflin was talking about has come to the museum through benefactors, loans, and donations, including a 17th-century Dutch masterpiece by Anthony van Dyck.
Also, we have a Spanish masterwork crucifixion. Actually, that was a donation from a Jesuit father that passed away right now. And we have an Epiphany. So we have our own collection of masterworks. And we're starting now to collect contemporary art because we feel that one of our missions is also to inspire contemporary artists to paint spiritual subjects and religious subjects. We have Latin Americans, Italians, Irish. We are very international in this way. But also we look for quality. So, for example, we have the painting from Henry Bermudez. He represented Venezuela in the Venice Biennale in 1985. So we have none from Botero. We have emerging artists. We have a Colombian young artist called Alexis Duque, and he paints very social paintings, and in the same time they are connected with religion, and he paints the stories of barrios. And so we want to merge these classical masterworks with contemporary art, and all with the telling of the Holy Scriptures. It's kind of educative at the same time.
Again, it just goes back to the teaching of the children, moral values of what being a Catholic means, and what the Pope is trying to say also in his books is we need to have faith, we need to come back to receiving communion and the ways of the church. And though we're not trying to evangelize, we are just doing what the church did long ago. Before people could read, there were paintings, and the paintings told the story of the Bible. And what better way to make someone notice Jesus is to do it through art.
A tremendous satisfaction because I think first because children really want to learn and they get very impressed about things. And then we feel that when they are seeing so many things in the television that they better they don't see. And suddenly they come here and they are like nourished. And, you know, we feel that we're doing something very good. Even though we are a Catholic museum and our statement and mission is Catholic, we welcome people from other religions to visit our museum, and I think they learn. They're learning things, and also they see us with a different eye after the visit.
Well, our painter, Fred Villanueva, is certain that visitors to the museum will experience something right out of Pope Benedict's encyclical, Spe Salvi, Saved by Hope.
It's kind of a beacon of light and of hope for capturing young minds and inspiring a virtuous way of life.
I'm Tracy McClure, with thanks there to artist Fred Villanueva and Maria Velia Savino and Christina Cox of the Catholic Art and History Museum. And, of course, the kids from East Harlem for contributing to this program. And Fred Villanueva's painting of Pope Benedict and the Holy Theologians will be on view at the John Paul II Cultural Center in Washington, D.C. until May 31st.